Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Dr. Andrew Weil on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Dr. Weil is a physician. He's the founder of the director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine. He's the author of a number of books. His brand new book is called You Can't Afford to Get Sick, Your Guide to Optimal Health and Healthcare. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. He's going to expose some things about the healthcare system that you may not know about, and it might frighten you a little bit, but there's some things that we need to be to find some reality about. And he's our new friend, Dr. Weil. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. In America, you have said, I think, Dr. Weil, that we don't have the greatest healthcare system in the world, but we got a pretty good one. And for the most, in a lot of ways it works, but we've also got a sack of problems too, don't we? Between paying for things, between promises we've made, between the changes in the way people work and how their healthcare is being paid, the politicians seem to be complicating things, expectations of patients. We got a lot of issues, don't we?
The biggest problems are that we pay way too much for healthcare. We spend more per capita on healthcare than any people in the world by a huge margin.
Yeah.
We spend more than 16% of our gross domestic product on healthcare, and that's going up. And at the same time, we have terrible health outcomes. The World Health Organization rates us 37th among nations, on a par with Serbia.
Slow down, Dr.
Yeah.
Weil. You're saying America on the list of nations with regard to healthcare results for dollars they spend, or just health in general?
No, healthcare results in general, and that's any way you look at it.
37.
Mortality, longevity, rates of chronic disease, we're not good.
We're 37th.
37th.
That's ridiculous.
Despite the fact that we spend so much.
That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and we need to do something about it. And I think the reasons healthcare are so expensive are, first, that we're stuck with managing a great deal of disease that's preventable, and we're not preventing it. And we have to ask ourselves why we aren't.
Well, now, haven't we had some successes with lung cancer and heart disease?
We have had some successes with smoking.
Yes.
But not enough. But, we've got a terrific problem now with childhood obesity and obesity in general.
Yep.
What do we do about this? How can we apply some of what we learned with smoking to food? Do we put taxes on sodas, for example?
Yeah.
Do we restrict advertising of fast food and junk food? I don't know the answers to this, but we're going to have to face some of these big questions.
I know one thing. In America, you're never very far away from a French fry. And if you go to anywhere else in the world, you got to work really hard. And let me put it this way. Anywhere else in the world that I've ever been, Dr. Weil, by the time you find a French fry, you burned off more calories than you would have eating the French fries.
And last year the Defense Department said that the pool of acceptable applicants for military service is now threatened by obesity. And if this is now a matter of national security, what are we going to do about this? We're going to be forced to take action.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so
and
that's...
secondly, the other problem is that we spend... a lot of our spending is on high-tech solutions to everything, including pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah.
And there, the problem is that our health professionals are not trained in other ways of doing medicine. They're not trained in low-tech, low-cost methods of intervention.
How about holistic stuff?
Then? All of that. There's a range of things, everything from Chinese medicine to mind-body techniques to osteopathic manipulation, dietary change. None of this is taught currently in medical school, and so doctors don't think, all they know to use is the high-tech approaches, which are costing us so much.
Right. Well, but also not only high-tech, but also medical approaches. I'll give you an example. I have two issues. I have sinuses that are prone to infection, and I have arthritis that I inherited from my father.
Right.
And I take I use a sinus rinse twice a day. I don't have infections anymore. I don't take.
And where did you learn about that?
I haven't taken an antibiotic in 2 years because of that.
Where did you learn about that?
Somebody told me about it. All right, here's another
thing.
Not a doctor. Oh, no, doctors laugh at me when I tell them about these things. I'm serious.
Okay, so that's an example. You know,
let me give you one more quick one. My arthritis.
Yep.
Somebody introduced me to acai berry juice.
Yep.
I've been drinking it for 2 years. My knee that I thought I was going to have to get replaced doesn't hurt me anymore.
That's great. There's also, you know, an anti-inflammatory
diet. And I just drink juice.
I just drink juice
every day.
That's fantastic. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff that should be taught in medical schools, and this is what we do at the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine.
When I told my doctor about my knee and my arthritis, he almost laughed at me.
Well, this is why many people don't tell their doctors about these things, because they don't want to be laughed at.
And yeah.
We need new doctors who are open to all this. That's one way we can bring these medical costs down. And we also need more people like you to take greater responsibility for their own health and well-being.
Right. Well, I've told my audience about both of these things. Another thing that I do is whenever I have any kind of procedure of any kind, which I don't have that much, I'm pretty healthy, but whenever I have had or my family has had, I call the doctor, I call the hospital. Since I'm self-insured up to a certain amount, I have HSAs, health savings accounts, I call them and I negotiate my price because I'm going to pay them cash.
That is very smart of you.
What would that do if we? You know, what would happen to the healthcare system? What would happen to doctors if everybody did that? It might bring the system down.
Well, the system's going to come down of its own. It's not working, and doctors are as unhappy as anybody else with it. So, you know, we've got to see some big changes in how we do things, and a part of that is people taking greater responsibility for their own well-being.
Isn't that the essence? Isn't that the nucleus of the solution? Dr. Weil, that Americans have to say, okay, I'm going to be responsible for my own health care, including paying for it up to a certain amount.
I think so, and that's why in this a book, You Can't Afford to Be Sick, I've included a 2-week plan to jumpstart you in taking greater responsibility for your own well-being. This is like the basics of what you need to know about how to craft a lifestyle that's going to keep you healthy.
Give us an example of the first thing we do.
Well, I think the first thing is to learn what we know about diet and health, because we really have all the answers to what is an optimum diet, what are good fats, what are bad fats. You know, if I could summarize everything I know there in one sentence, it's just to stop eating refined, processed, and manufactured food.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Whole wheats, whole grains.
Right.
If you have
things
to have
that are closer to the forms that nature produces them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the big change. You know, if you look at how Americans ate 50 years ago and how they eat today, it's the extent to which this food made by other people has replaced whole food.
Dr. Weil, I got to take a quick break. The book is called You Can't Afford to Get Sick. Dr. Weil, I want to say one last thing before we go to the break. Fiber is your friend. 20 after. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.